And Ann, while we were at the Hard Rock Hotel there in Daytona Beach, next time we do it, you got to come out. I had this experience. We got an Uber driver, just to be safe, to go from the hotel down to the Crab Shack.
Yeah, you
Joe's
went to the
Crab
pier.
Shack, And going, we got an Uber, and going there was fine. Nobody talked. Everything was great. We were just sitting in the back, kind of zoned out. On the way back, I opened my big mouth. I said one thing. It was a big mistake. They had the new rides there. They had the slingshot that goes up in the air, but it's like twice as big.
Right.
And then they got this other thing, which is all I can describe it as a spinning barf. You get on it, and it's wow. Dude, the thing is ridiculous. It just spins you around like this. It's like 200 feet in the air. Yeah.
Jeez.
I was like, why would they do that to anybody? Why would anybody voluntarily go on that thing? So anyway, the Uber guy, we get in the car, and it's dirty, dirty, dirty car.
Ew.
Dirty guy. Fast food wrappers everywhere, disgusting crust of something on the dashboard.
Oh, good.
And he goes, oh, welcome. I go, yeah, hey. I go, is that just open? I pointed at the spinning barf, and he goes, oh, yeah, you ought to see it. These people are so irresponsible. And he went into this tirade.
Oh, no.
The whole ride about how they let a girl that wasn't tall enough on the ride, and she almost slipped out of the thing, and how irresponsible, and everybody just want money. And this went on and on. I can't. It felt like an hour.
I'll tell you another thing. My Aunt Petunia, she used to work for the circus. She put that things all together by herself.
Yeah, I could see where that'd be.
So I'm looking at my wife. I'm going, where's that quiet option that Uber has now? I guess you have to do it before you get in the car.
Yes, so they know.
So now there's a new app, and it's available now. When you book an Uber, you can get quiet mode, and that tells the driver to shut up.
Does
but
it
it's
or
a
does
gamble
it,
though, because you never know if they're the kind you want to talk to or not until you get in there.
Well, a lot of people are just preemptive and just select quiet mode because they don't want to. Where are you from? What are you doing? Where did this?
Some small talk.
Yeah, so it's now I see why you want it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I feel like it just tells the driver that you're an a-hole.
That's fine with me.
Don't speak to me.
He can think anything of me as long as he doesn't talk.
Uber is introducing a new quiet mode to let your driver know to put a sock in it while they cart you around. But it doesn't stop there. Now, you can use quiet mode everywhere, like with your dental hygienist.
Okay, could you open a little wider?
Uh-huh.
Thanks. So, my husband, do you need to spit?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he's going to paint the bathroom a shade of purple that I like, and...
I'm putting you in quiet mode.
Let's cut the chit-chat.
Use it on your kids.
Shut your pie holes. Mama wants to watch her stories.
Try it on a date.
So I just finished training for the Ironman. That's why my calves are looking so epic. Just take a look at my quads.
Zip it. Bra.
Check, please.
Quiet mode. Try it today, and everyone you know will say...
Rick Stacy.